So if you'll be turning to number 3 in your small book, or it's going to be on the overhead behind me. So as we've moved in our progression from simply having themed worship or song services to really integrating the prayer in there, I just wanted to reemphasize that, you know, the power of prayer and the hope of heaven. So those are kind of, they go together, but they're also kind of opposites, right? Because the things we have to deal with in this life, we know we're not going to have to deal with in heaven. So from the concept of heaven, that's our ultimate goal, our eternal destiny that we want to go to through the grace of God. But in the meantime, while we're here, we need to continue to pray, continue to help, look for ways that we can help those around us, as well as looking for God to help them. So that's the theme of today's service, is the power of prayer and the hope of heaven. And to start it off, we're going to have a section on praise. We're going to have two songs that we'll try to adequately, through our limited resources, praise God for the blessings that he's given us. And we're going to also combine a couple of scripture readings with each of the three sections. So praise, power of prayer, and then the hope of heaven is what we're going to be doing this afternoon. And for whoever does the announcements, I had a conversation with Johnny, and you know, Johnny Martinez, just love Johnny since he's known me all my life. But he said, go ahead and take him off the list, because this is how he is now. He's always going to be in pain. He's going to be wherever he can be, whenever he can be there. And he doesn't need to be on the list as a certain, you know, someone else to pray for. So he wants to deflect that onto others that need it more than he does. So we know that we missed him for probably 6 months while he was battling shingles and some other things, but he's back. So he asked me to pass that along to whoever. So I just wanted to pass that conversation on of, hey, he's not perfect, but he's where he is and he's doing what he can. So that's that was his request. Okay, so I'm going to lead the first couple of songs, but we're going to start with the scripture reading. And I didn't know any better scriptures to go with than the ones up on the board. Genesis 1, 1 through 5, we're going to praise God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. And then if you will, John 1, 1 through 4, 1 through 5, it's a similar perspective, except it's a different definition now of light and dark. This is the spiritual definition of light and dark that we pick up here with John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So let's praise God for the blessings that he's given us. We're going to sing number 3, Alleluia. Number 3, oh, Hosanna. Sorry. Thank you for calling that out. Number 43 in your small book. Then we'll get to Alleluia. Hosanna's first.
Do, so, do, mi, do. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory in the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest.
Number 3, Alleluia.
Do so. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Every day, Lord, oh, I need you. In my home, Lord, alleluia.
Every day, Lord, oh, I need you. I am yours, Lord, alleluia. Friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. He's my Savior, my Redeemer. How he loves me, how I love him. He is risen, he is coming. Lord, come quickly. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Would you pray with me? Father, we come to thee as thy children. Through the power of thy Son, Jesus Christ, who has granted to us the privilege to approach thee upon thy throne, and granted us the confidence and the knowledge that as the prayers offered right now are falling upon thy ears and that you are listening to us. Father, in this life there are so many difficulties and afflictions that come our way. We thank you for thy word and in the Psalm 46 that we studied this morning, that you are refuge and strength in the present time of our troubles. Before we ask thee for thy interventions, we just thank you, Father, for you and that promise of eternal life, for thy Son Jesus, who fulfilled thy promise through his death, and for thy Holy Spirit, who has given us thy salvation through thy word. We now come to thee, Father, on behalf of these who are in need of you. Our sister Anna Michaels is afflicted with things that we don't understand, but we know she is suffering. We know that she's very ill, and we're concerned for her life, Father. We pray that you would give her healing, give her strength, give her peace, give her comfort. We pray for the Banks' daughter and the baby that is coming. Such a joyful moment to have in anyone's life. We pray that you be with them, that it remains a joyful moment, that the mother would have a safe delivery and the child would be healthy and grow up wise in thy word and be a child of yours. We pray for Karen also, Father. She is sick. She's not feeling well. And we trust and pray in thy Son's name that you grant her healing and return her back to us. Bob, we come to thee. Bob, God, we come to thee on behalf of our brother Bob Stark. He is starting a new job and in addition needs a new heart. So we pray that you grant him success and ease in the transition into his new position. Be with him as he commutes to Dallas to engage in his new employment. And we pray, Father, that you would protect him and heal him of his heart condition. And if it be thy will, Father, grant to him a new heart. Father, we pray for the Hurd family, for the loss of husband and father, your child and our brother who passed away and is now with you. And for that, Father, we first of all exalt thy name and praise thee in the knowledge that you take care of thy children, and when we pass from this life and when we die, we enter into the eternal glory of thy presence and heaven and Jesus and the angels. And we thank you that we can have peace of heart and knowing that Don is with you, along with Francine. But on this side of eternity, Father, it hurts to lose a loved one. And so we pray so very much for his family, his wife, his son, that you would comfort them and heal them of their grief. Father, we pray for Zoe, who has health issues, and ask and pray that you would grant her healing according to her desire to be healthy and your will. We pray for Blake, Father, that the legal problems that he is facing would be resolved in a way that he can live a useful life. And we pray that the things that were wrong in his life have now been repented of, and he can go forth as thy child and work in thy kingdom. And finally, in this prayer, Father, we pray for Doris, who has respiratory problems, blood clots in her lungs. Father, we understand this to be serious, and we pray so much that you your healing hand would be upon her. Remove those clots, heal her lungs, and bring her back to her full health. Father, as we close this prayer, we pray that you be with each of us, this church, our loved ones. Forgive us of our sins. For this we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
The next section is the power of prayer. There's so many different scriptures, I had a hard time choosing, so it'll be a little bit of flipping here. But 1 John 5:14-15. 1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Matthew 7:11. This is Jesus giving as part of the Sermon on the Mount. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And finally, Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
The next song is On Bended Knee. If you're using the songbook, it's number 77 in the supplement. Okay, sorry. It's notated differently in the book than the PowerPoint, so bear with me if the rhythms are a little different. Do, mi, so, mi, do. On bended knee I come, with a humble heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne, lifting holy hands to you, as I pledge my love anew. I worship you in spirit, I worship you in truth. Make my life a holy praise unto you. On bended knee I come, with a broken heart I come, bowing down before your holy throne. Lift, look upon your face, show your mercy and your grace. Change my life, O Holy Spirit. Make me fresh and ever new. Make my life a holy sacrifice to you. And Listen to Our Hearts, number 62. Do, la, do, mi, do, la, do. How do you explain, how do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hope,
hopes. Lord, you know all our fears. Words are not expressed the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing, a song of praise that flows from those you redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had 1,000 years, Lord, I would still run out of time. If you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
Is there more? In the book there's not. I'm sorry.
Let us all bow and pray together. Our God and Father in heaven, we come unto thee on bended knee at this time, asking that you would listen to our hearts as we confess to you, Father, what a truly awesome God that you are, and help us that we might always be aware of that every hour of every day that we live. We count it such a joy, Father, one of the greatest joys of being a Christian, one of the greatest privileges and honors that we have of being able to pray for one another. For we know you have granted us that, you've given us certain promises, and you've told us that we may come to you in prayer at any time, anywhere, on behalf of anyone that we have on our hearts that are heavy in our desires, make our desires and wishes known to you, the giver of every good and perfect gift. Father, at this time we come begging for thy mercy for these that we're praying for this afternoon. We pray for these that, for the most part, are our brethren, our brothers and sisters in Christ, some that we know, some that we're not familiar with, but they all have certain needs that we know that you know their each and every need even more than we do as individuals. And we just pray that you would look into the lives of each one of these that we have listed, that we might be assured that you will hear our prayers on their behalf. We would ask you, Father, to remember Raymond. We would ask your blessings upon our campers. And our counselors are at the camp this week, that all will be safe with them. There are many activities. We're grateful for the time that they can spend together in these spiritual activities. And we just pray that it will be a great week for each one, that they will all grow in the grace and knowledge of your word and be drawn closer unto you. We pray for Pat Butler, who's been struggling for so many months and is doing so well now, and we just pray your richest blessings will continue with her in the days and weeks and months ahead, that each step of the way she will get good reports along, and that her cancer will never return to her. We would pray the same, Father, for Holly, that she might continue to be progressing as well as she is. We're grateful she's reached a conclusion of her chemo for now and is now facing very serious surgery next week, and we pray your blessings upon her, upon the doctors and nurses and all that will be ministering to her. Be with her family, comfort them, give them strength. We're grateful for the tight-knit circle that she has with such a close group of not only family but many good friends that are helping in her care. We would remember our sister Laura Claiborne, who's been waiting for so many years for a kidney transplant, and we pray that her time will be your time, not necessarily always as we ask, but that we ask your mercy upon the system and your providence that will provide for her, that she might soon receive the transplant that she needs, that she might have many more years to live and to serve you. We would remember our dear sister Deb Haley with the constant pain that she's in, and we ask, if it be your will, Father, that something can be done for her, that you would give her the strength that she needs day by day to go through what she goes through and holding up under the pain that she suffers. And we just pray that there is a cure there for her that will be known and can be taken advantage of sometime in the near future, again, if it be your will. We pray for our brother Weston Hodge. We pray for him as he tries to be an example and is working so hard with the students at University of Houston as he continues his secular work to get his degree to go on and serve you in whatever way that he might be able to do. We're thankful, Father, for the tremendous medical technology that's available today. We know that you've given us as your creatures the ability to develop things, come up with constant changing technology for the good, and we're so grateful that we live in a place like Houston here where the best of the best can be found, and we pray your blessings upon all of these that we've mentioned today that are going there, and even for just everyone that comes to the medical center here, Father, that they might receive a special blessing being among all of the great research that is being done, the expertise of the medical field here and in other places, and the highly trained doctors and nurses for which we are thankful. And we just pray, Father, that you would bless the research into the difficult things like cancer and Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and so many other things, Father, that plague those of us that live in the flesh. And we're grateful for the progress that's been made, and we just pray that you would bless all of the research that is searching for answers for these and other terrible diseases. We know, Father, that you have promised in your word that the fervent prayer of the righteous avails much, and we look to thee, Father, as we pray for these and others, that we look for an answer to this prayer, and we pray, know that we don't always get the answer that we want, and we pray for the faith and understanding to accept your grace, whatever might be coming our way, but we just ask your blessings upon all of these that we've mentioned today. Thank you, Father, for those promises that you've given us throughout your word that you afford to the faithful of all the ages, and we ask that you would again bless our efforts to serve these and to be of assistance in any way that we can, but to always remember all of these and others in our prayers day by day. For these things, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus our Lord, who died for us. Amen.
Final section is the hope of heaven. Two passages that we'll read are John, and then we'll turn over to Revelation. John 14, 1-4. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And where is that? In Revelation 21, verses 1 through 7. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with you, is with me, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son."
Number 111, "Come We That Love the Lord."
Do, so, do, do. "Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord, join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand sacred sweets. Before we reach the heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or were the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Number 36 from your small book, "High Above the Seraphim."
Do mi so. High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King, 4 and 20 elders sing, worthy he who overcame, the word of God his name. Praise the seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in glory slain, Lord God Almighty reigns. Shout the God-breathed prophecy, he who was will ever be. Kings of earth have passed away, the Son is Lord this day. Night to night I come to him, kneel before his diadem, while a thousand sing, I fall before the King. Soon will he be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be.
There is a habitation, number 660.
Do mi so mi do. There is an habitation built by the living God for all of every nation who seek that grand abode. O Zion, Zion, I long thy gates to see. O Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? A city with foundations firm as the eternal throne, no wars nor desolation shall ever move a stone. O Zion, Zion, I long thy gates to see. O Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? No night is there, no sorrow, no death and no decay, no yesterday, no morrow, but one eternal day. O Zion, Zion, I long thy gates to see. O Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee? Within its pearly portals, angelic armies sing, with glorified immortals, the praises of its King. O Zion, Zion, I long thy gates to see. O Zion, Zion, when shall I dwell in thee?
Robert, this is the last thing, right? We'll be dismissed after this. I'll just say real quickly, one of the things I appreciate about this time is it's a little bit of a stamina builder for prayer. I know for me, my prayers are often very short because and even, I mean, private is what I mean, because I just, you know, it's hard to pray for long periods of time, and I have no doubt I would have been like Peter, James, and John in the garden as Jesus is praying, you know, hours at night. I know I would have been fast asleep. It's engaging the mind. It can, for that long, can be a tough thing, and so these sessions, I'm glad we do this, because I feel like it builds our endurance to pray for longer periods of time and focus more. And so join with me one final prayer as we go to God on behalf of the rest of these people here. Lord our God, we love you so much. We pray that you would give us the strength now as we continue with one final prayer together as your people. I thank you, Father, for this group of wonderful people, for this church that meets here, and the relationships that we have together, the support that we offer one another, the strength that we offer one another, the things that we learn from each other in our various knowledge and wisdom and experiences. Father, thank you for your beautiful plan, for your people to come together as a church to help each other as we walk the hills of Zion together on our way to that habitation where there will be no more tears and no more sorrow and no more death, and that we will dwell with you in peace and in victory forever. Father, as we get there, there are 1,000 sacred suites on our way to the heavenly city, but there are also difficulties and hardships that we face along the way, and so we are so thankful that you give us this avenue of prayer by which we can come to you and your Spirit intercedes for us, and we can voice our concerns to you, and you understand us and you hear us and you want to act on our behalf, and you love us as your children, and immediately respond and put things into action to answer our prayers in the way that is best according to your wisdom. And so, Father, we pray for these people on our list, and we pray that you would help us to continue to be mindful of them, to not only pray for them, but to see what we can do to encourage and be a blessing to these people that are struggling. Father, we are all always aware, especially here in this time and place, of cancer and the many people that we know in our lives, some that we've already prayed for even, and many others that we don't have on this list that we are aware of that are battling this disease and its various forms. And Father, in some ways, cancer teaches us how badly we are in need of you, because there are things in this world, things on this earth that, in all of our medical knowledge and capabilities, some things we cannot cure, at least right now, and it shows us how finite we really are when we know that there are things out there that can befall us, and all of us will reach our fate somehow because we are mortal. And so that is why we seek to know you, an eternal and immortal God. But Father, we pray for those that have cancer and are dealing with it, and we pray for their complete healing, that you would take this away from them and cure them completely. We pray that prayer that you would heal Laverne Smith. We pray that you would heal John Banks. Especially, Father, we pray for that family and Reagan, his wife, who is pregnant. We pray for her health and the health of the baby and for their future. We pray that you would heal him. We pray for baby Mac and his cancer that he is battling, the treatments that they're doing, that it would be successful. And we pray for Cindy Madere as well, that you would cure her of her breast cancer that she is dealing with. Father, we pray a special prayer for Chris and Stephanie Hester and for baby Hampton. We pray, as they have requested, for comfort for the baby. And our heart breaks in this very, very sad situation. We pray that you would give strength to Chris and Stephanie and to the rest of the family and friends. Father, help them to rely on you and depend on you now more than ever. And we pray that you would strengthen their hands and their hearts for this difficult moment. Father, we pray for Andy's brother, Emmanuel, that you would give him the spiritual help that he needs. And Father, we pray that same prayer for ourselves, but so many others that we know, Father, that are like Emmanuel, that are struggling in a spiritual way that may not even realize it. And we pray for our friends and family and loved ones that are in that situation, that you would that you would bless them and you would help them come to the realization and knowledge of you and come to a better and more wholesome relationship with you. Father, we close this prayer again in thanks, thanking you for hearing us. We close this prayer committing ourselves to you, committing to you that we love you and that we will follow you. We pray that you would help us to do that as we leave this place and go our separate ways. We love you, Father. Help us to love you more. In Jesus we pray. Amen.